Year one episode, letting go, and the segment forgetting your past. We're in chapter one now. God has made me forget all my troubles. Genesis 41 verses 50, the NIV version of the Holy Bible. I had been molested twice by the time I was 12, once by a minister. My older brother Nell experienced the same thing. Yet we were both in our 40s before we could even begin to talk to each other about it. Shame grows best in dark. We're only as sick as the secrets we keep. For me, healing began when I could face it, forgive it, and deal with the shame I was taking in as a result. Once I was able to do that, I could use it to help others. In these passages, I'll share with you some lessons I learned that enabled me to close the door on my past and move forward into the best days of my life. Here are four of them. First, refuse to live like a victim. When I decided to stop looking for sympathy and start looking for solutions, I began to get well. God opens doors, but when He does, we've got to work through them and accept responsibility for our future. Second, isolate the problem. Everybody's not the same. I had to learn not to let what one or two people did to me infect every other relationship in my life. Once I was able to isolate the event, I could stop the enemy from using the past to rob me of the future. Third, let perfect love heal your scars. I discovered that God's love for me was the only love perfect enough to cast out all my fears. 1 John 4:18. Fear of what? Fear of trusting others or myself. Fear of being known and rejected. Only in the classroom of this love could I be set free from these fears. Fourth, don't stop it, girl. His love and acceptance was the prescription that healed me, so that I could help make others whole too. You can only keep it if you give it away. Listen, Joseph named his firstborn Manasseh and said, "It is because God has made me forget all my trouble." The second son he named Ephraim and said, "It is because God had made me fruitful in the land of my suffering." Genesis 41, 51 to 52, NIV. This book was written to help you do two things. First, to learn how to forget your past. And second, go on and become fruitful in every area.